This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, happily paired with, I guess, could we have paired, if you got three people with you, what is that? You're triumvirated?
Wow. You're
thruple.
You've been reading your word of the day calendar,
I have. All right, so Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all on board to discuss some of the issues of the day. People in the news today, Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel says he will not step down, being criticized for his handling of the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. His department reportedly got multiple tips about the suspect before the shooting. In a letter to the governor, Representative Bill Hager said Israel ought to have known the gunman posed a threat to the community and that he chose to ignore it. So what do we think about this? Do we think that Scott Israel, is he the bad guy? Is he the culprit? Is he the problem? Is he responsible?
I think Jennifer, what do you think? Absolutely resign. I think that the calls, I think there are a lot of failures in Florida. And when we look back and hear, not only did his deputies, not one like we thought last week, but four didn't go into the school when they had the chance. They had their guns drawn. They were in uniform, but they did not go in to save those kids, to save the people that were affected by the shooter. And they stayed outside. That's a huge failure just in and of itself. But when you find out that Scott Israel, anywhere between 29 and 48 times, had interactions with Nicholas Cruz or had complaints filed about Nicholas Cruz and did nothing about them, and then goes on TV with his fake tan and his amazing leadership. He thinks he's done an amazing job. Give me a break. Either you go out on TV and you say, wow, there were some mistakes made and we're going to investigate all of them, but don't tell me you did an amazing job when there's 17 bodies in the ground that you very possibly could have helped prevent. And I don't even know what there is left to say other than it's probably time for him to go. I don't know how he escapes it.
This is one of those perfect examples of how the system fails, the way we put people into jobs like this, the way we get them out of there. Sheriffs are elected.
They're elected.
Mm-hmm. They're elected in Florida. It's all politics. He's a hack. What he represents is the worst. When we have lots of great law enforcement examples, he's an example of the worst. And so it goes on.
They waited for the Coral Springs Department to get there to go in. Wouldn't themselves. The Sheriff's Department wouldn't go in. It's just inexcusable.
There's no reason to have them. There's too many police in Florida that they're all. You go up and down 95, you see the sheriff and cars all over the place, the local police all over the place, the highway patrol all over the place. And there's no coordination between any of them. I remember that from my years working during mornings in Palm Beach. There's none. Because they're all in their own fiefdoms. They have budgets that come out of the local political, and they are the ones who lobby for as much money as they can get. They find and hire their own people. There's no scrutiny. It's
ridiculous. Well, he's emboldening the argument of people like me who are responsible gun owners because, look, I live in Los Angeles, and the LAPD response time is minimum 7 minutes on average. When I had someone on my property trying to live on my patio a few years ago, they never even came. I called and waited an hour and a half, an hour and 45. Finally, I called, and they never said they were going to come. They didn't come till the next day. And then you hear this story where there's an active shooter, which is far more serious than my condition, of course, and it takes them, I think it took six minutes for the police to actually get out there, Coral Springs. We know that these deputies were standing right outside the door with their guns drawn, and they didn't go in and do anything. This is exactly why people like me choose to arm themselves, because the government fails you. And so what are you going to do? Are you going to protect yourself, or are you going to sit and just wait for someone else to come in when they're cowering down outside? It's a bad sad situation.
That brings us around to the discussion. I happen to be in Wisconsin for a couple of days at a farm. There's an enterprising farm group that's putting together new ideas for what to do in agriculture. So I decided to spend a couple of days here at this event. So yesterday when I got here in the afternoon, I grabbed the local Wisconsin. The Sunday Wisconsin State Journal. And there were four different sections on what to do in schools under the circumstance. We all are talking about what happened in Florida. We've talked about it. It's all talk. And what are we doing? So there's a plus and a minus here. There are a couple of editorials that focus on whether or not to arm educators, for example. Should they be carrying concealed weapons in schools? And one side says, yeah, it'll help protect our children. And a teacher responds saying that packing heat could backfire on the students if there's somebody who, if we forget to lock the drawer to the desk, who knows what could happen. And I happen to agree with that. I don't think that's the appropriate way to do this at all. I do think, though, there was in the newspaper, one of the presenting points of view was police in the schools, because apparently they have police officers in many of the schools in Wisconsin. We know in big cities like New York and Los Angeles, it seems to be the rule of the day, but they also have them here. In Madison's high schools, they have two high schools here, and they have police officers that are in the school all the time. There are some people who want to get rid of the police officers because they think that it poses a threat. It makes people feel, and here's a marketing campaign for a private school, enroll your child here, we're getting rid of school police officers. But the violence continues, the weapons are out there, they gotta be dealt with. Is the way to do it to put police in schools? That seems to be the most reasonable at this point, if you can apply reason to this maniac, these maniacal, crazy people. But certainly having a teacher trying to teach the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, there's sort of a cartoon on one of the pages. Instead of the three R's being reading, writing, arithmetic, it's reading, writing, and Rambo, with a real shot at arming teachers. I do think that arming teachers is not the next thing. But what is the...
What if they want to be armed?
The teachers?
Yeah, not every teacher feels the way that you or your daughter does.
How do you protect the children from, let's say, you mean just have a concealed weapon if they want to have a gun? I don't know. I haven't thought that through. I don't know.
Well, that's because everybody's going bananas and saying that somehow Trump has suggested every teacher needs to be armed. No. Right now, most campuses in this country are gun-free zones. All that's being proposed is that's not going to be the case anymore, so that people, teachers, coaches, staff, that are concealed carry holders, that have that permit, can conceal carry on campus. That doesn't mean a locked safe in the classroom. That doesn't mean it's going to be sitting on top of their desk. That means that responsible people who have a concealed carry permit can take their gun to school. I don't see what the big deal is. People are going absolutely apoplectic about this suggestion, and I don't get it.
You know
why
they are, Jennifer?
Why.
Reasons they are is because the sideshow here with politicians, and especially in Florida, where they are not going to lift a finger to do anything. They're not going to change a damn thing. And public, they'll pay for it at the ballot because people have had enough of this. The insulation that they find themselves in, the isolation and insulation, they're, without it being reasonable, at first there was a discussion about bump stocks. And now I see in one of the Florida papers that I'm looking at this morning that they are accusing the president of betrayal because the gun owners got him elected, advocates got him elected, and now he's talking about banning bump stocks. I have it on good authority that Dana Loesch, who is the spokesperson for the Gun Owners of America now, went to, Wayne LaPierre, because they were saying, no, we're not going to do the bump stock thing, we're not going to support that. She said, if you want me to continue as your spokesperson, you better go get on the bandwagon and
go for
the bump stocks.
This is all politics, and that doesn't really boil down to the question, which is why are people freaking out about allowing teachers who have concealed carry permits to carry on campus? What's the big deal? It's not forcing anybody to do it. It's just allowing them if they want to.
I don't know that there is a big deal.
Well, there is. You're all tuned up about it. I've heard Victoria's tuned up
about
it.
No, that's not fair.
Well, I'm tuned up about it because I don't...
Wait a minute.
I'm tuned up because I don't want my child to go to school.
Just a second, Victoria. I don't want that to go unanswered. That's not what I've said, Jennifer, at all. I have said that I think that it's inappropriate for teachers to be told that they must have a gun or there must be a gun in the classroom. I have not said that.
Who has told them that? That's what, see, this is
I'm not saying anybody has told them, but there are some who think that that ought to be the rule. There are some who are moving in that direction.
In the no fake news era, I think a lot of people have gotten their panties all in a wad because they're looking at places like CNN where the headline on the bottom of the screen says Trump wants to arm teachers. And they're believing that headline and they're believing something that isn't true. No one has made the suggestion into forcing teachers into being armed. No one has made a suggestion necessarily. I mean, there's been talk about putting safes into classrooms. People are talking about different scenarios, but no one has, in upper government, has suggested that people do things that they're uncomfortable with.
What's the solution to the problem? When are we
think what I just outlined is if teachers are willing and wanting and already possess concealed carry, then bring it in.
Fixing the problem that is going on in these schools where there are people just coming in and shooting the place up. Maybe teachers who want to have guns ought to have guns, but the ones who don't want to have them, they ought not to be required to have them. But that still doesn't speak to the sheriff standing outside with those four boobs not going in. And there's all of the other concurrent things that are crazy.
Lots of layers. But, right, but to answer from my perspective on this, the reason that this idea of armed teachers, whether it's voluntary or not, and I don't believe anyone should be forced to take an arm if they don't want that. I'm not for that at all. Trump said he would offer bonuses and they would pay more and things like that. But that's fine if teachers want to do that. But as for me, if I had a child, I don't want my child's teacher to have a gun. I don't think the answer of school shootings is more guns in the school. So for me, that's where the issue lies for me. I don't want my teacher, I don't want my kid's teacher to have a gun, period.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so there it is, two points of view. I'm in the middle as I often am. I don't have a problem with teachers having the gun if they want to have it. If they don't want to have it, then they shouldn't have it.
But at the end of the day,
how do you protect that classroom if that teacher doesn't have a gun? And that's the thing. Well, it gets so much deeper than just
right. But at the end of the day, teachers are still just people, and they're there. I think school should not become a school of survival. It should be a school of education.
Yeah, but there's a whole that goes into the deeper argument, Victoria. How do you change society? How do you get these people, how are we? I mean, there's so many questions here, and the mental health aspects of it are important things to deal with instead of just talking and
of course,
all this
yes.
bunkum, this BS that goes around. But the other side of it is, I go back to what I've said before. You want to get some action, you change the campaign finance laws so that these guys from these gun companies and the NRA can't give that much money. Nobody. I mean, we got to change the way campaigns.
The sheriff was an NRA guy. The sheriff was a supporter of Hillary Clinton and is an anti-gun guy. So I don't want to vilify the NRA either, because I don't think it was the NRA that walked into that classroom and shot someone. It was the person that walked in and shot someone was begging for help, and no one helped him.
Well,
the person that shot someone called and reported himself.
That's one
on
aspect,
the police tip line.
One,
like,
one of four things that need to be addressed, and so far we're addressing none of them. All we're doing is talking. We haven't addressed not one thing in the short run and the long run. I've been doing talk radio since 1974. I can't tell you the hundreds of times we've had this conversation to no avail. And it's asinine. It's also 20 minutes after the hour on the DJV show.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Feed boxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
We'll be right back. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some. I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
First got to know Ashton Kutcher with that 70s show, and now he's in the focus here as we have entertainment news at 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. He has spoken out about his divorce from Demi Moore, shared how he moved past the experience on the podcast Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. Why do I know that name?
Kristen Bell's husband.
Okay, yep, we were talking about it last week.
Yeah. They're good friends.
So he said, right after I got divorced, I went to the mountains for a week by myself, a big sky country out in Montana. I did not drink, I didn't eat, I just had water and tea. He said, I took all my computers away, took my phone, left everything at home. I was by myself, so there was no talking. I just had a notepad, a pen, and water and tea for a week. The time alone gave me the opportunity to reflect on all of the tabloid drama and to evaluate how he may have, he being Ashton, treated past partners. With notebook in hand, he embarked on what he described as a journey to get a cleared palate. Quote, I wrote down every single relationship that I had, or I felt like there was some grudge or some anything, regret anything, he said. I wrote letters to every single person, and on day 7, I typed them all out and sent them. Last year, Kutcher vaguely addressed rumors that he cheated on Demi while he was accepting the Robert Ray Pillar of Character Award. Character comes when those magazines tear you apart for something you may or may not have done, and you got to go out and perform tomorrow with everyone looking at you like you might be an adulterer or something. American Psychological Association says Ashton did a very healing thing, and that kind of writing is so powerful. Studies show that it can strengthen your immune system. Wow. That's cool to know. I'm going to tell you a story about what's going on with me in Framingham maybe in the next half hour along the same lines of what he experienced. But let's do musical news now, 25 after the hour. Billy Joel has another year of stadiums. This will be the 5th year. His residency at Madison Square Garden continues. Another run of stadiums. Return stops to 3 of the best-known ballparks. He's going to perform at the Citizens Business Bank Park in Philadelphia, Fenway Park in Boston, and Wrigley Field in Chicago. Could have figured he's been very well. I went to see him in Fenway Park, I think it was 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. It was a, even though, you know, you had good seats you still really couldn't see what was going on, but it was still kind of an energy.
I think ballparks are a weird space for a concert.
They are, yeah.
Unless
you can't
get
intimate.
It's a challenge, yeah. You have to be much better on stage, I think.
So he grossed $26 million from 12 shows at Madison Square Garden.
Not bad.
$82 million with 29 performances last year, paying to 719,976 fans. Man, that's a lot of money for that kind of stuff. God love him. Good for him. He's pretty smart.
I guess his financial woes are over.
Yeah,
you know, famously went bankrupt a few times and had people stealing money from him. So hopefully it's being managed better
Somebody
now.
Somebody manages it better, exactly. All right, list of performers for the Oscars is out. Mary J. Blige, Sufjan, an indie folk singer, Sufjan Stevens, is that the name? I'm just trying to... I don't know who that is.
Yep.
Who is that, Victoria? Tell me more
He's an indie folk singer. He's been around for a really long time. He actually did the soundtrack to the movie Call Me By Your Name with Armie Hammer. Getting a lot, and Timothée Chalamet, which is getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So, and then the performer Miguel, who has Remember Me from the computer-animated fantasy Coco, is going to be performing as well. Best Supporting Actress nominee, Mary J. Blige. First person to be nominated for both performance and a song in the same year will sing Mighty River from Mudbound, which is out now. So it looks like it's going to be a good... is it Keala Settle performing This Is Me from The Greatest Showman? That's a great movie. I haven't seen that movie yet. Go see that.
It's a great song. She's got an amazing voice.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The hour now. This is the DJV show. Hello. Nice to have you along for the ride as it is now. I think, what do we find statistically, like 74% of people listening, their first hour or their first exposure to the program is in their car in terms of the day. And then they listen, sometimes listen because you can play it back now. You can hear the program anytime you want to on TuneIn Radio, so you listen on your way home to another hour. So it's nice to have you along for the ride. With Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen, you got a couple more people here in the news. South Korean President Moon Jae-in. I just love these Korean names. President Moon.
That's what they call him.
They call him President Moon. Says that he is willing to hold talks with the North Koreans, but more importantly, North Korea says it will hold talks with the U.S. In a statement that was released over the weekend, he said North Korea also agreed the inter-Korean relationship, North Korea-U.S. relationship, should develop together. So that's a good sign. I was reading something in a on the plane yesterday flying from L.A. to Chicago, and it was basically an overview from one of the people who used to run the FBI, scaring the hell out of everybody by saying the Koreans already have launched a satellite and that they could at any time explode a nuclear bomb over America that would kill 90% of Americans within 2 years, you know, stuff like that. I just think that's irresponsible as hell.
But it's kind of the truth. I mean, that's reality.
Well, how do we
reality.
Know that? I mean, maybe it is. It is or it isn't. So why don't we shoot it down?
All these missile launches? Well, that's exactly that would be the goal. And that's why we test our missile defense systems, and we hope that they work. But that's one of the things that's what's so disturbing is that the last ballistic missile test that Kim Jong-un did made it all the way to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So I know the line between fear-mongering and being aware of what could happen, but that's why these talks are so important. That's why denuclearizing North Korea is huge. I don't know if that's something that they're willing to do, but it's huge.
More important. Just get rid of all of them.
Well, if everybody goes, great, but you can't have one country without another.
Well, somebody's going to sneak around and hide them and you know, do that kind of stuff. All right, next person is, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Mr. Mnuchin. Mnuchin. I like Mnuchin better. He told reporters that his department is preparing more sanctions against Russia, working with the FBI on election meddling. Okay, so what's different about this? We've been talking about this ad nauseum, and I don't see anything coming out of this. And why is the Treasury, sanctions?
He's the one that sets up the sanctions.
I got it. Okay. So, but we're entrusting the Russians to fly our astronauts up to the International Space Center. So how come we don't do a better job of just kind of smoothing everything out or just not send any more Americans up there until we have something? You know, you know how I was, Jennifer, when Bush cut the funding for NASA. Then Obama cut it even more. And so they were left with a shell. And did it encourage private industry to get into this? Yes, it did. But in the meantime, we have spent, you're not going to believe how much money we have spent $3.6 billion putting men into space, paying the Russians. I mean, they're laughing all the way to the bank. We pay them $60 million every time they take one person up and another 60 to bring them back and another 60 to bring up supplies.
Didn't Elon Musk get a bunch of government funding too, like in the billions?
Well, he did to make space more of a private enterprise, which is great. And he's going to be the one, the SpaceX will probably be the next one that brings an American up to the Space Center. But in the meantime, I don't know, I'm uncomfortable with our trusting. It seems, should I not put the two of them together? Or does it make sense to
I think it's funny that we all act surprised that the Russians are meddling in elections because they've done it, forever, 50-plus years. And guess what? The United States meddles in elections. We've done it forever. Yes. People meddle. Other governments meddle in elections. But
we're
horrified
by what we do.
Because optically, people want to see Trump being tough on the Russians. Then we start putting these sanctions together. It's not going to stop them. They're still going to buy ads. No, and I think the latest round of sanctions is fueled by the Mueller investigation that when I was in Hawaii, a week and a half ago, the big news came out that the Russians had bought ads for Hillary Clinton. They bought ads for Donald Trump. They held rallies on the same day, basically to cause chaos in our country. And guess what? They won. They succeeded. The more chaos, the better, it seems like, these days. So,
yeah.
I don't know. The Russians did hack, though. I don't know if you guys heard about this. As the Olympics came to a close, the Russians hacked hundreds of Olympic computers, and then they tried to create a footprint that would blame North Korea, but I guess they were caught.
Well, and this is Snowden. This stuff has Snowden all over it. They didn't have the technology. Before Snowden got there, they didn't do the kinds of stuff meddling the way they do it now. And I just think it's all Snowden, frankly.
I'm kind of over defending him now. Like
you
in the
are?
Beginning, yeah, principally, I understood and I didn't think he was a villain in this. But the fact that it's gone on for so long now and he's refusing to come back, and even when Obama kind of opened the door for him to come back and like deal with everything face to face, and now I think you're 100% right, tipping off the Russians on how to do all these hacking. And I'm over him now. I'm unfollowing him on Twitter.
Yeah. All right. DiFi is also another person in the news. Jennifer, you'll have to clarify this. California Democrats over the weekend said they would not endorse her. What is she, 86 or something? That's probably part of it.
I think she's 83. And no, it's 80. Actually, it's more about the fact that she's not progressive enough for California, if you can believe it. Dianne Feinstein is not liberal enough for our state. And so there was a big convention this week in San Diego where the Democrats from the state all got together to talk about the upcoming election. And what they do is they all vote to see what candidate they would support. And if a candidate gets 60%, then the Democratic Party will give them the nomination, basically, or the financial support to run their election. Mm-hmm. And this particular Senate race is between Dianne Feinstein and the head of the Democrats in the Senate, the majority leader for the Democrats in the Senate, Kevin DeLeon, who's super, super liberal, makes Dianne Feinstein, I mean, look like
a conservative.
Like Lindsey Graham or something. I don't know. But the voting turned out to be like 40, I think, gosh, he got 54% of the vote. She got about 37% of the vote. So neither one of them will get that nomination or that campaign funding, but he's using it as a big win in all of his material, saying Democrats in the state support him over Dianne Feinstein. I still don't think he's going to win when the rubber meets the road, but we'll see. Yeah. But
she
at 84,
25 years, though. I mean,
she's 84. Should she be running again?
Well, it's a free country.
I know that, but
I'm saying
all that
campaign money looks pretty attractive, man. You run and you may get $184,000 as a senator, but I would love to look into her campaign coffers. I'll bet you she has millions.
Oh, she has a lot. Campaign. Are you kidding? She's got millions. That's a brand. Dianne Feinstein is a brand across the country,
millions.
Very well known.
Yeah.
As far as the age thing goes, I think if you're feeling capable, then go for it.
We were
talking
about ageism before. If you feel like it, you keep going. Neil Gorsuch in the news. He's the deciding vote. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, which is a big union town. I was walking downtown. They have some great restaurants here. Last night I wandered around by myself and just looked at what down. I've never been in Madison. Well, I haven't. That's not true. I came up here chasing a young lady when I was in college.
So some of it's probably changed since then, right?
Since you're so subtle. It's wonderful. I love having you here. Very subtle. Yeah, some things have changed.
Roads are paved.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. There are no
concrete
more dirt roads.
Thing.
Excuse me. Okay, so anyway, I don't know if I get back on track after that or not. Okay, so here, where I was going with this is, I'm walking by a lot of construction because, like, remember when I was in Denver last week, I said, or the week before, I couldn't believe how much construction was going on in Denver. And now I'm walking around Madison. It is like an explosion here of building businesses and apartments and all kinds of stuff downtown because everybody, there's a big couple of big computer companies headquartered here. Everybody wants to live downtown. They want to live around where the computer company is. And so it's interesting to see, as the building boom is created around, how many signs there are for unions. This is a very liberal town, it's a college town, and the unions really are, they hold sway. So this big construction company is trying to outdo the one across the street. We paid out $50 million in wages to union members last year, and the guy across the street says, we've got 1,732 union members working on this price. So it's all of that stuff. So I thought it was interesting. In the Madison paper yesterday, a focus on Neil Gorsuch and what's going on in this. There's a vote that's coming up, I think, that is this week, as a matter of fact. The deciding vote, Gorsuch has the deciding vote in a case to be argued this week that could affect the financial viability of unions.
I interviewed this lady. Interviewed this lady who, this is stemming from, I think, the teachers union, right?
Yeah, right. Having to pay, not belonging to the union, but having to pay dues because they're benefiting you. That's what this is
right.
about.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, Jen.
Oh, no. So I interviewed her a few months ago, and the decision, she's been waiting for this decision, but her argument was, if you don't feel like you're getting representation from the union, why are you being forced into paying for it? And if the Supreme Court rules in her favor, this would change the way unions collect money from everyone, and not just in education, but in all businesses. I think it's a really interesting one. It hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but it's got huge implications.
It does. Yeah, basically union leaders say that you ought to pay if you're benefiting from their negotiating, even if you don't want to, if you're not a member, you should pay the dues because you're benefiting. And so that's where the suit comes from. And Gorsuch is going to be the deciding vote because it went through the Senate on a tie. I mean, it went through the Supreme Court last year on a tie, so it didn't settle anything. So now it's back again this year to figure it out. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. 45 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Tonight, America's favorite, The Voice, returns with new coach, three-time Grammy winner, Kelly Clarkson.
Love her. It's my first time, too.
She's on fire.
Kelly has no experience on this show.
I had enough experience that he had me mentor his team on the second season.
Careful, Clarkson. You're making enemies early.
Kelly Clarkson joins Adam, Blake, and Alicia on the return of four-time Emmy winner The Voice. Tonight, followed by the premiere of Good Girls on NBC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 after the hour now, DJV time. Let's. I want to see where we go with this for a minute or two. Tim Allen has joined the cast of a new movie aimed at disrupting the liberal and politically correct culture in Hollywood, also on college campuses and in comedy. The sitcom he was in on ABC, Last Man Standing, was canceled, and a lot of people think it was because the program focused on conservative values. Whether that's true or not, ABC said no, it wasn't, but whether you believe them, that's up to you.
I don't know anybody who ever watched that show, so...
I like Tim Allen. I don't find
him. I like him as Santa Claus.
Oh, I loved that show. I really did. Come on. Home Improvement? Oh, good stuff.
Well, I guess that was okay. I didn't know about his politics until he went, but I don't really care. That's the thing. Who cares if these people are good actors or they've got a good premise?
Look, Tim Allen and I have nothing in common politically, but I still like him. If he was on, I loved Home Improvement. If he was still on a show that was a good show, I'd watch it. So, I don't know. I don't like when people kind of come up with that storyline, like, oh, well, we weren't a liberal show, so that's why we got canceled.
Mm. Well, maybe it was, I don't know.
My friend actually worked on the show for a few months, and there was no indication that it was going to be canceled, actually. So And he's not politically with Tim Allen. He is definitely more on your side of the aisle, Victoria, but he felt like there was some funny business going on at the network, too.
Really?
Yep.
Well, then they're making way for Roseanne, who has made no bones about her Trump support. So ABC took that on, doesn't seem to care.
That should be interesting to see how that actually plays out. I'm kind of excited just from an inquisitive point of view to see how that Roseanne reboot will go.
Aren't they just revamping the old show like they did with...
Yeah, but it's
the
whole cast with Will and Grace.
Yeah, Will and Grace, same thing. Alan's working on a movie called No Safe Spaces that will be in theaters this fall. They just wrapped on that. It's a docudrama of sorts. All right, so that's where Tim Allen is, and we're glad that you are where you are. At 10 before the hour, this is the DJV program.
Here's
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's the time of the week when people who are building their homes, rebuilding their homes, fixing their homes, trying to figure out whether they want to put a nuclear bomb in their home. They're all here to listen to Tom Kreitler, who's co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. We like to stylize with questions from you, starting with Marianne in Ohio this week, who's thinking about building a backyard deck, Tommy, and not sure about how to get started. Well, first of all, the ground has to be thawed out so you can put those sonar tubes in, right?
Those are the footings, yeah.
Is Tom? Oh, there he
is.
Okay.
No, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah, well, you're talking about sonotubes, and that's one way to do the footing. But beyond that, first of all, you got to decide, is this a do-it-yourself project, or is this going to be a hire a pro kind of a thing? Now, regardless, you have to start, though, with a plan. I mean, plans are really, really important. And today, there's lots and lots of sources for plans. You know, most of the home improvement stores have, like, plan designing services. If you're going to buy the materials there, you know, they'll help you with the plan. But think about use first. Is this going to be, you know, table, chairs, some space for lounging, space for the grill? Think about everything you need to put on that when you're doing the plan. When you're trying to decide whether or not you want to have multiple levels in a deck, which is very popular because it's, you know, it's kind of a beautiful design to have a step down. You can do that, but remember, when you do that, you give up space, right? Because you can't leave room for the steps. So that means you're not going to get as much use out of the same square footage. Once you get kind of close to the shape, Doug, what I'd like to suggest folks do is get a rope, go outside and use the rope to lay out the perimeter of the deck in the backyard so you can physically see the size. It's one thing to look at it on paper. It's a whole other scene when you're looking at that actual shape on your yard. And it doesn't get any easier than kind of laying out a rope into that perimeter. Then you can actually put your dining room table in it, your barbecue table, your patio table. Put a couple of chairs in there. Move the grill over. See how that space feels and whether it's going to work for you. And once you kind of have that locked down, now you're ready to kind of get serious. You've got to think about the permits. It's real important to get those because if you build a deck without one, you might have somebody knocking on your door telling you you've got to tear it down. Think about, you know, the traffic flow and the convenience. What's the distance, you know, between the different key areas that you have to get to on that deck? And, of course, think about the materials and, in particular, upkeep. If you go with wood, you're going to have to stain it about every 3 to 5 years. If you use composite decking, you won't have to do that, and you can still build the frame with wood, but it is a little bit more expensive. So those are some of the things to think about, Marianne, if you're going to do a deck. It's a great project, good return on investment, but a few things to keep in mind.
Tom's thoughts on how to sell your home up next here. The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is the focus on the DJV show.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
All right, so Kathy wrote a note to me asking about the best way to help sell your home, Tom. She thought you'd be a good person that could give some advice as to, is it staging? Is it cleaning it out? What do you do to not go crazy spending money to fix up the house, especially when it comes to paint, because the new person might want to paint it their own colors anyway? What do you do?
Well, you know, I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, so I've seen a lot of houses get ready to be sold. First of all, I don't think there's usually never a good idea to do any kind of major improvement unless your house is really substandard compared to the neighborhood. I would do sort of a mechanical once-over. I'd make sure I had my heating systems, cooling systems, plumbing all serviced so that there's no big mechanical issues and it looks well-maintained. Secondly, on the exterior, I would check for any decay and deterioration of the trim, make sure the curb appeal looks good. And in terms of staging, generally speaking, you want to get rid of as many of your personal items as possible. If you're going to paint the house, use neutral colors, right? Because people can imagine their stuff in open space that's done with neutral colors. And try to create that illusion of space. Space is what they're buying. They're not buying your old junk. They're not buying your crowded rooms. You know, the more space you can provide with those neutral colors in a reasonably well-maintained home, the better off you're going to be.
There's a $4,000 sweepstakes going on at MoneyPit.com. If you want a good night's sleep, check out the promo and check out the prizes. All the great things are there. You have to sign up. You can use it every day if you want. The MoneyPit.com website, MoneyPit.com. Sign up today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.